This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Here on American Family Radio, you're listening to Learning University. And Ed, I haven't asked you, Professor Ed.
Yeah.
We're all professors here at this fine institution of lower learning. I haven't asked you the benefits to the soul and to the mind and to the human spirit, to each one that listens to this show. What are we trying to do?
Well, thank you, Tim, for that. And we haven't covered this for in a while,
right?
Because listening to this show,
we have a mission statement.
Absolutely.
And what is it?
It makes you smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer.
Awesomer.
That's right.
More. I think you use the word more sometimes.
More awesomer. Yeah.
And more betterer.
Yes.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
And you learn a lot of behind the scenes things. For instance, the Bing Crosby, the White Christmas thing. A lot of people don't know the one that wound up on the cutting floor was "I'll be cloned for Christmas. You can count on me and me and me."
Right. It was, but people thought the record was scratched.
And,
so it didn't sell.
Guy that said he actually got vaccinated with a phonograph needle, but he said it didn't affect me none.
Do you remember how upsetting it was when you scratched your record?
Yes.
Huh? And you know,
you'd miss a whole 15 seconds of that song forever, because you'd have to pick that up and move it.
When is somebody going to take you back to the record store to get a new one? You know what I'm saying?
Here's the deal. If you got a penny and some scotch tape, you can fix that needle. You just put your penny on the top, put some scotch tape on there, and you're good to go.
It would go through the scratch?
Well, it'd keep it. Yes. Yeah.
I never knew that secret.
I didn't either.
Right.
And now it's too late.
I just know about in the mid-80s, they started scratching the records on purpose and calling it music. Huh? You remember that?
And here's what we're talking about, young people. You look in your college dorm, what you got? You got some cinder blocks. And then you got a tube of tin. Then you got a couple more cinder blocks or some milk crates. And you got another thing, and that's where you got your Marantz or your Kenwood stereo, and you got the milk crate with your albums in there. Albums, that's something you can go to the museum,
vinyl,
find out about.
Vinyl's coming back, by the way.
It is coming back.
I don't know how you play it.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
Yeah, knew it would come back. All right, let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right.
Get back to the phone.
I got some Christmas questions for you, students. If you got what it takes to come to grips with these.
Okay.
In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next-door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey?
Next-door neighbors.
In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? And third question, in what modern-day country was the real St. Nicholas born?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. True or false? A married female under 21 years of age who applied for a student pilot's license in 1965 was required to provide the written consent of her husband. Is that true or false? Second question, what desert surrounds Las Vegas, or dessert? If it's depending on how I'm reading my question here. What desert surrounds
red
Las
pudding.
Vegas?
Red pudding desert.
Third question. Which actor's big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter?
All right, my three questions, they're all riddles. All right, here's the first one. When can you add 2, that's the number 2, to 11 and get 1 as the correct answer? Second riddle here. Which travels faster, hot or cold?
I know when your wife puts her cold feet on you.
Yeah, you travel fast.
Immediately.
Travel fast. All right, here we go. Third question. I do not, this has been attempted a couple of times, I think, but answered incorrectly so far. I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this? That's the
Rain
third,
Man.
Third, yeah. All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, right. There are my three riddles.
What do you say we go to the land that has brought us bacon, Iowa? Debbie is on the line. Debbie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. I'm so excited. I'm a first-time caller.
Wonderful. Oh, wow.
Well, thank you for calling. Debbie, where do you live there in Iowa?
Well, we're in our 1850s family heritage farmhouse, just 10 miles west of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
Clayton County.
What legacy. That
absolutely.
Is wonderful.
Yes. You live in a house built in the 1850s?
Yes, a limestone rock house. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of them. It's a learning university every day.
Wow. Wonderful.
That is. So tell us about your family.
Who came over from where?
The Hill family came over from Lincolnshire, England, and came into the port and came in past Lady Liberty. And, you know, they said, well, there's good land west of the Mississippi. So they took their land. There were other family members and other people of the community had come over already.
And they were able to homestead. They were able to homestead back then, correct?
Yes.
So what did your family, you said it was a farm? What did your family, what did they grow or?
Right.
Well, it's been corn and beans recently, of course, the soybeans and corn rotation. We also do alfalfa. We do not have any livestock except for our nice dog, black lab, our black lab and our kitty cat. But
what a rich family.
Our neighbor.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my cousin has the, he has the cattle, and they used to raise cattle on this. On this farm.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what a rich family
and
history.
Tradition.
Yeah, my dad talks about, you know, he used to tell the story about getting up milking and getting the eggs and then the chickens, and you know, they'd have a chicken for every Sunday dinner.
Right.
So your family didn't produce any bacon?
I think they produced the food that fed the pigs.
No.
I got to say, I'm kind of disappointed, Debbie. Just kind of Iowa and bacon just seemed to go together.
They do.
Yeah.
Bacon on a stick with chocolate. Chocolate-covered bacon at the State Fair in Des Moines.
Hey, all right, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which I'd one like you want to answer?
Both, please. Well, Frosty the Snowman is a favorite song, and I've been a teacher, and so we would sing that song, and so I love that.
All right. Well, here's the question. If people are just tuning in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life, Debbie?
Well, the hat. When they put it on his head, he began to dance around.
Yes. That's nicely done, Debbie.
Old silk
nicely
hat.
Nicely done.
Yeah. It was old silk hat.
I'd be
old
thrilled. Yeah, right. Old silk hat. Yep. And upon his head, he began to dance around. Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, do you
still on TV?
Have a T-shirt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that comes on TV a lot.
Yeah,
that comes on.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a question for us, Debbie?
I do. It has to do with our farm.
All right.
What's in a barn that has horns but no cattle?
What's in the barn that has horns?
Horns but no cattle.
That's going to be your trucks. Pickup trucks.
Pickup truck.
Oh, that's a very good answer, too, but not in our barn. We don't.
Okay, you know? Let's see.
What's in the barn?
The barn.
Yeah.
What's in the barn that has
horns, but no cattle?
Huh.
Horns, but no cattle.
She's got some of them jackalopes.
Yeah. You got goats?
Well, now, what about, there's a saddle? And that have the
saddles.
The horn?
That's good.
That's
saddles.
You're bingoed.
That's it. Saddle.
Saddle, Debbie?
That's a good answer, but that's not it either.
Okay. You're going to tell us.
Debbie, that is an answer.
You keep changing it on us, Debbie.
No.
All right. I don't.
This is very unique.
Don't make us impeach you. That's pretty popular these days.
and for no good reason, too.
What is it, Debbie? What's the answer?
What's the answer?
Instruments. My husband is a tuba and instrument repair person. He builds his own tubas. So he builds his own tubas and instruments.
Wow.
Okay, Debbie, I got to ask you, how did you think we were going to know what was in your barn?
Right. Well,
so that's the whole trick of it. Who builds a tuba in a barn?
It reminds me of the question that in The Hobbit that Bilbo asked Smeagol.
Yes.
He said, "What's in my pocket?" Right. And that counted. Right. What do I have in my pocket?
I think we need Creston, ladies and gentlemen. I really do, if we're going to continue on
well,
here with these.
You know, if you ask me about how I'd feel about a T-shirt, I'd be thrilled to have one, but that's I know I didn't get the question.
Well,
I wanted to answer that one.
Our first time to get through, Tim. It's Christmas time.
I know.
But more blessed to give than receive.
Okay, but they don't
you hand
make,
them out like they, candy. They're devalued.
They don't make bacon.
Yeah.
On her farm.
Yeah, but they live in a land of bacon. That counts for something.
All right.
All right,
I'm good with it.
All right, Debbie. We'll send you a Trivia Friday T-shirt, okay? But
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
She's still there?
Stay on the line.
But you
yes.
got okay.
Thank you. I enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey,
well,
Debbie.
You're
hey, Debbie. I got to ask you. Husband? You got a tuba around handy?
Oh gosh. He's out in the shop and I'm in the house.
Okay, well
and it's a long commute. It's about 100 yeah. steps out there. So,
how convenient,
you know,
Debbie. How convenient. You can't get out there to get your husband to play a little tune, play a little jig for us.
Making tubas.
Oh, he's making.
Yeah, so if you
no,
make
Debbie,
tubas,
no, that's all right.
If you just got spare car parts and he starts hammering those out to be a tuba, what's that look like? That's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Does he have a website or Facebook page? Does he have a Facebook page
yes.
or website? What is it?
Yes, Lee Stouffer Music.
Go ahead and spell that.
Lee Stouffer Music Incorporated, LeeStouffer Music Incorporated.
Stoff yeah. what?
E-R.
E-R.
Music Incorporated.
Correct. Wonderful. Yeah. Hey, wow.
Thank you, Debbie.
With the Lee.
Stay on the line.
Stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, Debbie, and we'll get your information and send you.
Tell you what, Debbie, I'm going to, since I got you here, we'll trade you this T-shirt for a tube. don't you?
I want some bacon.
We'll give her two T-shirts, throw in the bacon and the tube.
Debbie, just stay on the line, give your shirt size and your address, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Thanks for tuning in to Swap Shop on the radio here today.
What a legacy.
Yeah, 1850s, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy to hear, because it's very tough on farmers nowadays.
That's right.
A lot of them get bought up by these big conglomerates, and I'm pro-small family farm.
Oh, amen.
All right. Shall we continue?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Oklahoma, and Cheryl is on the line. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. This is so exciting.
Oh, we like that kind of enthusiasm.
We do. Cheryl, where are you calling from?
I'm a first-time caller.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Does anybody in your family make tubas, Cheryl?
No.
Where do you live in Oklahoma?
Well, I live about 5 miles south of the Kansas state line, right off of I-35.
Okay.
Near Bremen.
Yeah.
Are you getting the Wichita station or another station?
Kansas City.
Ark City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cheryl, are you ready for Christmas? Because it is right around the corner.
Well, I'm filling out Christmas cards, and I have my presents bought, and I have my wrapping paper bought, but I hate to wrap presents.
I am the worst at it, Cheryl. I'm 61 years old. I have 6 years of college, and I cannot wrap a present to save my life. And I mean, it's not for lack of trying. My wife, who's good at it, has tried to show me how to do it, and I can't do it.
Who are you kidding, Ed? I've done the same thing. You wrap things so bad early on in your marriage that your wife quit asking you to do it.
You don't have to share that job. Hey, Cheryl, you were talking about filling out your Christmas cards. This grandmother was just tired of the shopping hassle, so she finally said, you know what, I'm going to give everybody a check this year. She had all of her cards there and had the checks, and she just wrote on all the cards, buy your own gift this year, and then, you know, love, Grandma. Well, then it wasn't until after Christmas she went into where her cluttered desk was and realized and spotted the stack of checks that she never put in the cards.
Oh.
Buy your own gift this year. Bah,
love,
humbug.
Love, Grandma.
That's funny right
so
there.
So don't do that.
Probably has happened to somebody.
Oh, you know it has.
Buy your own present. You ingrate.
All right. Ask, answer, or do both, Cheryl?
Well, I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer about the neighbor in the Christmas Story.
Oh, okay. Here's the question. In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey?
The Bumpus.
Bumpuses. Yeah, that's right.
We say Bumpus dogs a lot.
Yes.
In our family.
I don't blame you. That was a great scene. Bumpuses.
Oh, yes.
And I do. One of my favorite parts of that is the guy gets the crate, and it says fragile on it, and he goes, fragile. Must be Italian.
Yeah.
We use that word a lot.
Yeah.
Fragile. Hey,
fragile. All right, Cheryl, what's your question for us?
Okay. What is a chaleza?
A chaleza.
I drove one in the 70s, and it was horrible gas mileage, but, man, it had those headers, and it was jacked up in the back.
The old AMC chaleza?
Yeah. Chaleza.
A chaleza.
Sounds like something a Jewish person would yell out if he was excited, having a good day.
Chaleza. Ah, you guys have a guess?
I don't have a guess.
Despite all that great stuff from JJ, I think you got us, Cheryl. What's the answer?
Well, I'll tell you what. Our wonderful God thought of everything. A chaleza is when you crack open an egg, there's the white, and then there's the yolk, and there is a thick, whitish substance that's on one side of the yolk that keeps the yolk centered in the white. And that's what a chaleza is.
Wow. Really? And you're exactly right. The Lord thought of everything.
Wow. That's so that keeps it so that it's in the middle and protected, the yolk.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? I don't know who named it, but that's a crazy name, but that's what it is.
Well, and maybe someone who's expecting and they haven't settled on a baby name. There you go, folks. We want to help here at Learning University.
That's right.
Oh.
What a great idea.
Yeah,
boy or girl.
Chaleza. That probably will show up.
Yes. What's your name?
You,
Chaleza. Let me tell you how I got that
name. Thank you, Cheryl. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. And I want to say, I have been on Tim's Spiritual Heritage Tour and to Williamsburg, and it was well worth it. I enjoyed it immensely, immensely.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
So,
it was a joy to have you with us, and we have so many wonderful listeners who are able to go with us.
Yeah, that's a good endorsement. How can people find out? They might want to get a spouse, one for for their Christmas present.
Yes. Is Cheryl hanging on to get
she
will or anything?
Yeah, we see.
If you want to go on our tours in 2020.
Two times a year, correct?
Yeah, we go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. These are Spiritual Heritage American History Tours. We go to Jamestown, Yorktown, and Williamsburg on one tour. And then same week, back to back, we go to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon. So we do that in June, and we do that in September. So if you want information on those tours that my wife and I lead with Stephen McDowell to the Providence Foundation historian, go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. Spiritualheritagetours.com, and all the information is there.
And it's so exciting, it'll make you shout chaleza.
Yeah.
was that what she said, chaleza?
I think chaleza.
JJ says something they shout out at a bar mitzvah. I think it's what he said. Let's get back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Texas. Texas has been hot today in our class. Gary is on the line. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Gary, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, but I want to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
My dad taught me this when I was growing up in Texas. He told me, he said, son, don't ever ask anybody where they're from. Don't ever ask a man where he's from. It's not nice. And I wondered why, and he told me, he said, well, he said, if they're from Texas, they'll tell you. And he said, if they're not, don't embarrass them.
That's good. I like that.
I'll do both. And in honor of my dad, he was a real guy. I I could ask you a bunch of riddles, but I've heard him tell this riddle to 100 people or more about the football game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. Let me repeat the question for those who are just tuning in, then you can answer it, Gary. I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it even begins. How can I do this, Gary?
Because you know what the score is before it begins. This is 0-0.
Yeah.
Oh, before it begins.
Gary, so your dad used that one a lot, didn't he? That's how you're...
Oh, yeah, he used that one a lot.
Let me ask these two guys, did you know the answer?
No, I didn't. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it right, Gary. Way to go, brother.
I heard it from Gary's dad a long time ago.
All right.
Hey, Gary, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. But I was just telling you, my dad's been gone for about 17 years, but I've got 7 grandkids and three kids, and they all have an archive of all his riddles, all his sayings, everything. They've got it on the computer, and they're just passing them down from generation to generation.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, amen.
So anyway, yeah, I've got a question, and you know, y'all kind of throw JJ under the bus a lot, so I want to ask this question because I know JJ will know the answer.
Thank you, Gary, for that.
He'll kind of get him where he can stick his chest out.
Yeah, I need my self-esteem raised a little bit.
JJ, always wait on the baseball questions from JJ, and he hadn't asked one in a while, but this is a baseball question. So in Major League Baseball, what's the maximum number of strikeouts a pitcher can have if he pitches a complete game?
Well,
actually, Tim is your baseball aficionado. I do more with I know a lot about airplanes and very little about women.
Okay. I've heard you ask baseball questions before, though.
Yeah. Well, Gary, right. Your question is what's the maximum number you could strike out in a complete game?
No, maximum number of strikes a pitcher can throw in a complete game.
No.
Strikeouts.
The maximum number of strikeouts.
Oh, strikeouts.
A pitcher can have in Major League Baseball if he pitches a complete game.
Shutout, 9 innings, how many strikes has he thrown?
Gary, don't say anything. Obviously, you got 27, 9 times 3.
Right.
But
you
have situations where there is a strikeout, but the man makes it to first base.
Is that still a complete game?
Yeah, still a complete game. It's not a perfect game.
And how do you have a strikeout where he makes it to first base?
Because the catcher drops the ball.
Right. That does happen.
And then
how many times could that happen?
I don't know.
Gary, I think we're on the right track, but I don't know the answer. What's the answer?
You're on the right track. Okay, the maximum number of strikeouts in a complete game, Major League Baseball, it's not a perfect game, it's not a shutout, just a complete game. The maximum number of strikeouts is unlimited because he can strike somebody out, drop the third strike, got to go to first base.
Okay.
Next guy, he can strike him out, he can go to first base.
Okay, hey, Gary. Gary,
how many?
He said it's unlimited. Gary, that's a great question. We're going to have to let you go because the show is over. So, but that's a great question.
You better be quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
What modern-day country was the real St. Nicholas born? The country of Turkey.
True or false? It's true about needing your husband's consent. The desert surrounding Las Vegas is the Mojave Desert. And John Travolta, Vinnie Barbarino.
When you add, the question, when can you add 2 to 11 and get 1 as a correct answer?
I have no idea.
When you add 2 hours to 11 o'clock, you get 1 o'clock. Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Which travels faster, hot or cold?
I'm going to say hot.
Hot is faster because you can catch a cold.